And you mentioned how Canada does not have a Connor McDavid or Nathan MacKinnon or Sidney Crosby this year, but those are the two teams that you mentioned that do. In the United States, of course, they have Jack Hughes and Kaapo Kakko for Finland, of course. And Jack Hughes, I mean, this is a guy that people have known about for the last few years now, has been compared to Connor McDavid and the likes, the next generational guy. And it's hard not to think that when you watch his YouTube highlights, and we'll see what he does the rest of the way at this tournament. But, what kind of player do you see when you watch him, Scott?
I just see a brilliant, shifty, creative, sort of dynamic offensive player. I mean, he really offers you everything other than size. And it's funny because you don't often hear guys who are 5'9", 5'10", get talked about as a first overall pick. I mean, Sidney Crosby was 5'10 when he was drafted, but Sidney Crosby was a thick 5'10 and he was sturdy, and Hughes isn't really that. I mean, McDavid wasn't either at his age, but Hughes is on the smaller end. He can get pushed off the puck easily, but he's so quick and so sort of light footed. And he kind of reminds me of Dylan Larkin in the way that he skates, where he's a little bit off balance and he's a little rangy in his motions, but he can just blow by you. So I don't think the size will be a huge issue. I don't think it's going to be an issue for his brother Quinn either. And the two of them are just these exciting electric players. And I think they speak to the way that the game is trending. You wouldn't have seen a player like Quinn Hughes go as high as he did last year to Vancouver in sort of a decade ago either, just given his size and the fact that teams wanted bigger defensemen. And I think as the game trends towards skill, you're going to see a lot of players like the Hughes brothers who sort of emerge as top line players rather than depth guys who just factor in on the power play kind of thing. And Hughes is just brilliant. I mean, Jack is one of those players who can create with the puck off the rush. He can create off the cycle. He can finish with his shot. I'd like to see him shoot a little bit more, but he's one of the best young passers in the world, and certainly one of the best young skaters in the world. And you put those two things together, and even when you're not a sort of dynamic scorer, if you will, you can create enough to be a top-line player.
Scott, we thank you so much for getting up early today and helping us out with the World Junior Championships. Enjoy. It's that time of year for you guys. We thank you again for coming on with us.
Cheers. My favorite event of the year.
I guess so. Scott Wheeler.